This podcast of the Swain Event is brought to you by InsureFit RM. For all of your auto, home, life, and business insurance needs, call InsureFit RM at 865-684-4900.
This podcast is sponsored by Premier Surgical Associates. We welcome general and vascular surgeon Dr. Randy Reiser to Premier Surgical. Dr. Reiser is seeing patients at Premier's offices at Turkey Creek Medical Center, Paper Mill Drive, and in Maryville.
It's time for the Swain Event.
Guess what time it is? My time. You can check your iPhone. Better say it's our time.
With your host, Jason Swain.
My man.
Real sports talk for the real sports fan.
All you chumps are going to bow when I whoop him.
It's time for the Swain Event. Fueled by Dead End Barbecue.
Give me 2 pounds and a Rick Flair.
A65-255-03, B-Dry Waterproofing Hotline. Swain Event is fueled by Dead End Barbecue, top 100 barbecue restaurant in America. 850 AM, 100.9 FM, Rocky Top Sports. Tuesday, best day of the week. 2 minutes past the top of the hour here on a beautiful Tuesday. Charlie Burris, Ben McKee, still officially game week. Against a team that Tennessee will have a chance to win, enjoy this week, because next week it will not be a snowball chance, as next Saturday's game was announced, the time was announced for a 3:30 CBS game.
Why? Why?
It's Tennessee-Alabama. The game is always on CBS. That's just a part of it. But here's an opportunity against a reeling Auburn team. And this is Gene Chizik's words. Former Auburn coach, won a championship there. Went to North Carolina, was a really good defense coordinator, helped North Carolina build their defense. And then he decided to step down and spend more time with his family. He does a great job with the SEC Network as an analyst. And he was in town talking to the quarterback club and said that Tennessee, they have a chance to win the game, and that Tennessee has the right coaching staff and a lot of guys that he's worked with before. And it's going to take time, and yeah, we know that all that. Yeah. But these guys truly have a chance out there on Saturday, and they will do it without their I guess we can say a freshman phenom. I think anytime you play in the SEC and start in the SEC and you're not exposed and you don't give up big plays, you're doing a good job. And so Trayvon Flowers, freshman, he's done a really good job, and he is out with a broken collarbone. There were some rumblings about him being hurt, but Pruitt came out officially and said that he broke his collarbone. He will be out for a few weeks there. And I wonder – I'm not trying to be insensitive here. I wonder if it was him just falling down and not avoiding the ground, which is something you're supposed to do when you're knowing how to practice, when you're learning how to practice this level. You have to stay off the ground. You always hear coaches say, stay off the ground, stay off the ground, stay off the ground, stay off the ground. Athletes, real athletes are off the ground. Because you want to prevent something like this from happening. Falling on your shoulder, dislocating your shoulder, breaking your collarbone because of this happening right now. And so Tennessee will play without Trayvon Flowers. There are some older players that can step in and hopefully be able to do their job effectively and doesn't hurt when you're going up against an Auburn offense that is bad. Last night was historical. Last night was special in the NFL. Drew Brees passes Brett Favre and Peyton Manning for the most passing yards ever in NFL history. It was a magical moment because he was surrounded by his three boys, his daughter, his wife, and what he said to them. He was mic'd up. We will share that. Really, really special night for just football. A guy that is short as far as quarterback standards, and he came from Purdue, Not like they produce a ton of quarterbacks, but he achieved something that no one else has ever achieved in NFL, and we'll talk about that. 865-255-03. Charlie? Benjamin? First, whoa, Charlie, hold on.
Okay.
Ben, are you okay this morning?
I'm great.
You sure?
Oh, yeah. Because what makes the one aspect of baseball that is undoubtedly, in my opinion, better than any other sport is that when you get your rear ends beat in like the Yankees did last night, you get to play the game again less than 24 hours later. And unlike in football, you don't have all week to sit on your butts and talk about it and hear about it and just kind of go back and forth on what went wrong.
Except if you lose today, you got till March to think about it.
100%, but I would be absolutely stunned if the Yankees lost 16-1 tonight.
I do not think that they will lose 16-1.
I don't think so either. And they very may well lose tonight because the Red Sox offense is phenomenal. But there's nobody else I'd rather have taking the ball on the mound for the Yankees than CC Sabathia tonight. So I think he will the Yankees to a win, and we'll head back to Boston for a deciding game of 5. So I'm good because, like I said, in baseball, you get to play 24 hours later.
The show starts at 7 a.m. You know, I got out of bed about 6:59, and I was ready to go. I was ready to go do this thing. I mean, who needs to wake up and try to warm up, I guess? Who needs a warm up? Let's just go play.
Stupid. I don't understand. I don't understand.
Tennessee plays at 12 p.m. Eastern, 11 o'clock a.m. Central Time. Hey, how about both teams go out there about 10:58? And just jog a couple times up and down the field. Pull your leg back a little bit. Get those quads nice and loose. And then let's just play. Let's just go do it. Who cares about warming up?
And Swain is referencing Luis Severino, the Yankee starting pitcher from last night. The game started at 7:40. The young man trots out to the bullpen at 7:32. 8 minutes to warm up for a starting pitcher. Not enough time. And I fully put last night's loss on him because the starting pitcher sets the tone for the team. And in the first 4 to 5 innings, the Yankees offense created some run scoring opportunities. They just didn't come through. They had runners on the corners. They had runners on first and second. They were getting a couple hits. Aaron Judge hit one that almost went out. A line drive. Mookie Betts made a nice play on it. But Luis Severino set the tone negatively, and the Yankees just could never bounce back. And then once it got to that 10-1, 12-1 score, that's kind of when the Yankees mailed it in. So I don't understand how it can be game 3 against your arch rival in the playoffs, and you're not taking things seriously.
Yeah, not like it was an important game or anything.
Playoffs?
And
I want to make special preparations.
I just don't understand. But, you know, like I said, the season isn't over. Obviously, I'm not in a positive mood about it. But the Yankees were down to the Indians 2-0 last season and won 3 straight to win the series. And granted, you don't ever want to put yourself in a 2-0 hole. But it can be done. It's just you have to pull off a miracle right now by winning not only tonight, but then going back to Boston and winning in a madhouse against probably Chris Sale. Not great odds.
Just let us know, Ben, if you need like a hotty toddy, cough drops, or some Tussin, or
I could use a chicken biscuit.
We can get TC in Athens to lead us into a prayer at the First Baptist Volunteer Church. I mean, he can pray for you. He can lay some hands on you. We can burn an incense in here if you need to. Ben, I thought about you. I thought that maybe you would be feeling bad. Maybe we can get Seth to let you borrow his teddy bear that he has, that he hugs every time the Falcons lay an egg. And they did.
Every time the Falcons play.
Yeah, my gosh.
Fair enough.
1-4 this season.
Yeah, that's rough. But sports is just – this is going to be a rough 2-week stretch for me, because the Yankees are likely, or the according to the odds, the Yankees are probably going to be put out of the playoffs by the team I hate absolutely more than anything in baseball, the Red Sox. This weekend, I am going to Auburn, going to be sitting amongst my fiance's family, who are diehard Auburn fans, and more than likely, at least in my opinion, Tennessee is going to lose to Auburn. And then next week, I have 6 people – that I went to high school with coming up to stay with me, who are all University of Alabama fans. And not only am I going to tailgate next Saturday before Tennessee and Alabama, but I am going to go inside the stadium and watch Tennessee's funeral against Alabama. So sports right now, the Preds are off to a 2-0 start. Yippee yay. But I just why do the sports gods hate me this month? It's just frustrating. I hate sports. Can you tell?
Oh, Ben, stop being emotional.
I'm emotional today because got to sit through the Yankees making me lose even more hair, and then I got to sit through Auburn, then I got to sit through Alabama. It's just rough. I'm tired of this. Now, can somebody win, please?
There's an opportunity this weekend.
Yeah, if Tennessee
there
can
is
put
an opportunity.
On,
I didn't say there wasn't.
If Tennessee can put on a good performance this weekend, where at the least maybe they give themselves a chance to win in the fourth quarter, something that will make people feel hope. You know, if they can produce that, I mean, much less, Lordy, winning would be a godsend for everyone. I think next week will be a little more palatable, and then you have a stretch of games that I don't know that I would say are quote unquote winnable, but much more manageable for sure.
I wasn't trying to go full Negaval. I'm not going to pick Tennessee to beat Auburn because I have zero faith in Tennessee's offensive line, and Auburn's defensive front is one of the best in the country.
That's fair.
But, like you said, there are opportunities for Tennessee to pull off an upset. I'm just not going to be the one to pick Tennessee to pull off the upset.
Yeah, I totally get it, man. I totally get it if you're not going to pick Tennessee. I'm not going to pick Tennessee either. But when you look at both teams right now, one is – from Georgia game, and again, just one game, it looks like they're going in the right direction, which you can take it for what you want to, mm-hmm. because you were so down in the dumps after losing bad to Florida. I guess there's only one way to go. And then Auburn looks like they are declining. They are reeling. Their offense is anemic right now. Gus Malzahn signed to a huge extension to keep him from going to Arkansas. I mean – huge and
too big, some would argue.
Yeah, and then he comes back after having a chance to make a run at the national championship last year. He comes back and he lays an egg so far this season. Now you're talking about Chip Lindsey and Gus Malzahn. Who needs to be the play caller? Gus Malzahn, is he micromanaging? Will he ever let Chip Lindsey call the plays or be the offense coordinator he hired him to be? Jarrett Stidham is being questioned. So it's just not Tennessee. Auburn fans are questioning Jarrett Stidham, his ability to play quarterback there. Defensively, I'm pretty sure they're frustrated because they've lost two games, and it really hasn't been their fault. The defense they've been really good. They've been great.
In terms of like this individual season, 2018, I would argue that Auburn fans are more frustrated with their football team than Tennessee fans. And this individual
– the expectations right now, were a lot higher.
Exactly. Now, Tennessee fans are more upset with the program in general. They kind of expected not to be good this season, whereas Auburn
– I mean, think about
this season, they were – I mean
– if Tennessee finds
playoffs
a way to,
hopes.
If Tennessee finds a way to win on Saturday, the meltdown at Auburn could be catastrophic.
Yes, they will
would be a very,
they will
very
be passing collection plates around to try to come up with Gus Malzahn's buyout.
And here's your sign I just saw looking
they'll
at
– they'll need a bunch.
Looking at the Facebook, listener Tyson Ellis said he had a dream last night that we won.
Who is we?
I think that Tennessee won. So I think it's a sign. Vol's coming.
Tennessee fans, I think, are more upset this year than Auburn fans. And I know Auburn, I know they were hyped up because the expectations were pretty high. But did y'all forget that Tennessee fans were upset during the bye week watching the other teams play?
I meant it as, yes, Tennessee fans are more upset overall in general, but I meant in terms of like this individual season, Auburn fans are more upset with the individual season, whereas Tennessee fans are more upset with just the overall program in general.
I think this individual season, I think Tennessee fans are upset too.
I didn't say they weren't.
They definitely are.
I think they're more upset than Auburn.
Tennessee fans are just sensitive right now.
Yeah.
And for good reason. You've gone through this for years and years and years and years now, and the tune hasn't changed at all.
You might have a point, Ben.
So
you might have a point because
yeah,
I think the care factor is starting to wear off for some Tennessee fans, where apathy is sitting in and they're basket weaving on Saturdays instead of watching football because of the I guess the feeling with Tennessee football for some time. 8:50 a.m., 100.9 FM. Rocky Top Sports is the numbers on the dial. Swain Event TV, Periscope, Facebook Live, and YouTube. Swain Event app, free for Android, Apple devices. You can download us there. We'll take our first break of the day here on the show, fueled by Dead End Barbecue. So don't go anywhere. Stick around. Be right back.
One is injured in an accident. There are a lot of questions. There are medical bills, lost work time, damages. What will you do? You'll need someone who will have your back. Call former Marine Marcos Garza, 865-540-8300. The Garza Law Firm will be with you every step of the way. Put this number in your phone right now, because you never know when you or a friend will need it. 865-540-8300 and GarzaLaw.com.
It's almost football time in Tennessee, which means it's time to get geared up at Alumni Hall. Find the best selection of Nike, Nike Golf, Tommy Bahama, and all those retro logos you love. Don't forget about your game day crew. Plenty of selection for the ladies, the little balls, and to upgrade their tailgate. Shop now at one of their six convenient locations in Tennessee or 24/7 at AlumniHall.com.
Backed by popular demand, shop tax-free at Better Mattress during the month of October. Save hundreds of dollars store-wide. Better Mattress will pay your sales tax on any purchase. My Better Mattress has me sleeping better than ever, and it's handcrafted in East Tennessee, so I know it is made to last by good people who care about the quality of their work. Better Mattress makes it so easy to choose a mattress, you can get started right now. Visit bedrmattress.com and click on Mattress Prescription. Answer a few questions and they'll send you some options to start with. Plus, at Better Mattress, shoppers sleep worry-free. If you don't like it after 100 nights, they'll swap it out for you, and your Better Mattress will come with a 20-year warranty. Shop Better Mattress tax-free this month only. Good night, just got better.
Top 100 barbecue restaurant Dead End Barbecue has a new slew of daily specials. Enjoy a different special meal every day, like the Chipotle Chicken Salad, the Chicken Tender Sandwich, or the Kitchen Sink Burrito filled with brisket, pulled pork, and chicken, not to mention queso, jalapenos, and more. It's called the Kitchen Sink for a reason. Dead End isn't stopping at your plate, though. Be sure to check out their new summer drink offerings, including the Big Orange Crush, My Clementine, or the Tequila Squirt. There is always something new at Dead End Barbecue. Located off of Sutherland Avenue, Dead End Barbecue. The summer flavor search is over.
You're listening to the Swain Event.
And you know this, man.
Peyton Manning was great last night. He was amazing. What a performance by Peyton. Peyton didn't play, right? I think Peyton really should be an actor.
Is he not sort of already, though?
Yeah, I think he needs to officially be an actor and play in a movie. It's time. Everyone is wondering what was he going to do? Is he going to be a GM, coach? Was he going to be a color commentator? Be the next John Gruden? And he said no to all of those things. I think he needs to be an actor. I think he officially needs to be, you know, Jim Brown, O.J. Simpson.
Hey, he was in Ferdinand the animated movie, Modern Family, and The Simpsons. I think he has an IMDb page. He's pretty much there already.
Yeah, it's time for him to be like, I'm talking about a real role. Just Ice leading, Cube and Friday or something.
Leading man.
Yeah, like a real role. Go ahead, man. It's time. because I think he can pull it off. I really do think he would be great. Anyways, it's not about Peyton Manning. It's about Drew Brees, because he had an unreal night last night to break the record in front of your home crowd. Ben, you were saying before the show that breaking the record today is a little different than breaking the record a couple years ago, maybe 15, 20 years ago. And I think you're absolutely right. Here's the thing that's remarkable, bless you, remarkable about Drew Brees breaking this record is he had a 25% chance of returning as a quarterback after he hurt his shoulder there in San Diego. 25% chance. Number one, he's 6 foot. He hurt his shoulder. Chargers go out. They draft Phillip Rivers, Alabama boy. I mean, it's just what we do. We just ball out. We ball out. That's what we do, man.
That's all we do.
That's all we do. Especially from folks who are from Alabama who leave Alabama. Oh, 100% success rate.
The most successful people in the country, I would say.
If you leave Alabama, there is a 100% chance you're going to be successful in life. I mean, Phillip Rivers, Ben, and myself, we just proven that every day.
Lamonte Turner.
It's true. It's just facts. It's just facts. We can't help it. We can't. Don't try to deny it. Just realize that, okay? So Phillip Rivers gets drafted by the Chargers, and they ship Drew Brees out of there. Nick Saban is at Miami with the Dolphins, and he's thinking about bringing in Drew Brees, and they are not necessarily comfortable with his shoulder, so they chose to go in a different direction. Dang it! Just imagine Nick Saban at Miami. If Drew Brees would have went to Miami, Nick Saban is probably not at Alabama right now.
So what you're saying
is Drew Brees' fault.
It's all Drew Brees' fault. I always forget that he played with the Chargers because it feels so long ago. He played 2001 to 2005 with them. It feels like an eternity ago.
Were you born then? Do you remember?
I actually lived in California while he was playing for the Chargers.
I don't remember because I wasn't born then.
I was 6, 7, 8, 9, 10 years old while he was playing with the Chargers.
I don't remember anything. But I think that's the thing that's really, really impressive is that, yes, the rules have been in place to allow the offense to break these records and be prolific and all that good stuff. But for Drew Brees to have a 25% chance to come back being 6 foot, going to the New Orleans Saints and then turning the Saints that was a doormat of a football franchise. Only thing I remember about the Saints is that Archie Manning played for the Saints.
That's the only thing.
That's it.
And I guess Deuce McAllister.
Yeah, but he played when they stunk.
And he kind of played with Drew Brees there at the beginning of Brees' tenure.
Yes. But I remember when Deuce played with like Aaron Brooks, who was
who?
Was not that good. But for Drew Brees to go career almost over, go to the New Orleans Saints, win a Super Bowl, he has been the face of that community, the face of that organization, that franchise, kind of hold hands with this city when they went through Hurricane Katrina and Rita. And he's done everything the right way. Everything the right way. He's like the perfect pro. This is cool. This is a really cool moment in history. I'm so glad I was able to kind of witness the moment, even though I missed the touchdown pass. Thanks, kids. Thanks a lot for ruining your dad's Monday night. Great. Great kids. Thank you.
I think what's even more impressive, if I remember correctly, when Drew Brees first got to New Orleans, he didn't really have a big-time receiver. I know he had Joe Horn. Well, he had a big-time receiver, but that big-time receiver was kind of all he had. I mean, he went from Joe Horn to Marcus Colston. And then there for a couple of years between Marcus Colston and now Michael Thomas, he didn't really have anybody. But he hasn't had just weapon after weapon after weapon at receiver or at running back until Alvin and Mark Ingram got there. So I think that makes it even more impressive. And off the top of my head, he hasn't really had a big-time tight end. I guess, what's the guy's name? Jeremy Shockey, he played for the Saints there, and Jimmy Graham.
Jimmy Graham, yeah.
For a couple of years. But Jimmy Graham wasn't there very long.
No, just a couple of years.
It's not like, my point is, it's not like he's just had like Patrick Mahomes has been absolutely phenomenal this year, but the dude does have Tyreek Hill,
yeah, got weapons.
Sammy Watkins, Travis Kelce, Kareem Hunt, guy after guy after guy. Drew Brees, year in and year out, has never been in that situation where he can has just so much talent around him. And maybe that's been in an effort by the Saints to really bulk up their defense because they know the offense is just going to be okay when you have Drew Brees playing quarterback.
Yeah, they did. You know, Peyton had Reggie Wayne, who's a Hall of Famer, Marvin Harrison, who's a Hall of Famer. Reggie Wayne's not there yet, but he will be. Marvin Harrison is a Hall of Famer. And, yes, Peyton did make other players better, like Brandon Stokely and Dallas Clark, made other players better, but Peyton did have a Hall of Fame receiver and a future Hall of Fame receiver in Reggie Wayne, whereas Drew Brees, I mean, he didn't necessarily have that. He has a great system, and he has a great understanding of the system, a system that he plays very well in. But this is cool. I'm not going to sit here and take anything away from him because he plays in a day and age where you can't touch the quarterback, you can't touch the wide receivers, you can't hit them. And so for Drew Brees, I mean, it's easy for him. Here's a stat you can't really take away from Drew Brees, and I saw this last night, is that, yes, he is the all-time passing yards leader, but he's also leading the NFL in history for completion percentage, like 67%.
That's really cool.
I mean, efficient, that's film study. That is sleeping, eating, breathing football. That is what I think Peyton Manning did changing the game of football. He made it cool to study and outstudy your opponents and know exactly what everyone's doing and being able to check at the line of scrimmage and do all these things that Peyton Manning was great at. Drew Brees took that and took it to another level. 67% completion percentage. I mean, that's remarkable. And last night, he broke a record, a career record. He was like 80-something percent last night.
It's ridiculous.
Only three balls hit the ground.
I mean, five different times throughout his career, he has led the league in completion percentage, including last year where he completed 72% of his passes. This season, he's completing 76% of his passes. Just, I would argue he's underrated. Yes, he gets a lot of attention, but I don't think he gets enough attention for just how good he is. Everybody wants to throw out Aaron Rodgers and Ben Roethlisberger from time to time as the top guys in the league. Drew Brees is kind of that guy that he's not in a big-time market, so I don't think he gets enough respect as he does, and hopefully that will change going forward. But it was really cool to see Drew Brees. I guess from a Tennessee standpoint, it wasn't cool to see Drew Brees break Peyton Manning's record because Peyton's a Vol. You always like to see the Vols hold those records. But it was a very cool seeing him be embraced by his family on the field, his teammates jumping up and down with him on the field, and it was a really cool moment.
The thing about Peyton, we know that if it was not for the neck injury, he's probably playing a little bit longer.
Mm-hmm.
And, I mean, he pretty much cheated football death a little bit when he had those extra years there in Denver. But, you know, Tom Brady, Drew Brees, they've been able to benefit from not having a serious injury that was career threatening. Yes, Tom Brady had ACL. Yes, Drew Brees had the shoulder and was given 25% chance to play because of his shoulder. But Peyton Manning, I mean, didn't have feeling, and his arm and his fingers and stuff like that because of nerve damage. And I think if Peyton Manning never experienced that, he's probably playing a little bit longer, and that record is harder to break by Drew Brees.
But
good people break records.
And Peyton missed, 2 years with the injury? So not only would he probably have played longer, but he gets those 2 years that he missed in Indianapolis back. I know he missed 1 year.
He missed 1 year in Indianapolis. That's when they went. That was his last year. And then he had a couple weeks there in Denver where we saw Brock Osweiler play. I don't think he missed an entire season, though, with Denver. 865-255-03, B-Drive Waterproofing Hotline. Bottom of the hour break. We'll come back with Around the SEC. And, man, Peter Burns putting SEC haters in a body bag on social media. And we will go around the SEC coming up next.
Big Orange
French football is better alongside another Tennessee tradition, Mrs. Grissom's Salad. Mrs. Grissom's ready-made snacks and meals are perfect for game day. Crowd favorites like the select pimento cheese and cranberry pecan chicken salad are delicious and easy to grab and go right from the grocery store. Going to the game? Visit Mrs. Grissom's in Vol Village for the must-have panini grilled pimento cheese hot dog. Man, select the best. Select Tennessee's own Mrs. Grissom's.
Gentlemen, when it comes to taking care of your health, sometimes the first step is the hardest. Low T Center is making it easier to take that first step. It all starts with knowing the numbers that are essential to a man. Testosterone levels, blood pressure, cholesterol, prostate, and thyroid. Low T Center makes it quick and easy to get all these levels checked and more. Low T Center specializes in men's health and has expanded their services, including sleep apnea, low thyroid, hypertension, severe allergies, high cholesterol, diabetes, and annual physicals, along with testosterone replacement therapy. The physicians at Low T Center not only want to help you feel good again, they want to help you prevent any serious health problems moving forward. Now, with the holistic approach to your overall health and wellness, Low T Center is making it more convenient for men to take care of their health, and most health insurance is accepted. They'll even verify for you. Take the first step for your health and call 865-392-1388. That's 865-392-1388, or go to lowtcenter.com. Reinventing men's healthcare. JC's Tree and Landscaping Service specializes in quality tree work done at an affordable price. Trimming and removing trees are their specialty. They also offer other services like land clearing, stump grinding, crane services, and all of your basic landscaping needs for both commercial and residential. JC's will give you a free estimate and beat any written quote by a competitor to guarantee that you get the lowest price around. Don't risk your land with a fly-by-night service. JC's Tree and Landscaping is licensed and insured. Give them a call at 865-599-3799.
Nobody likes surprises, so switch to Erie Rate Lock. Get a great rate that stays that way even after an accident, ticket, or inflation. In fact, it's locked until you change a car, driver, or your address.
Your Erie agent in Knoxville is InsureFit RM. Get a quote at 865-684-4900. That's 865-684-4900.
Erie Rate Lock does not guarantee continued insurance coverage and is not available in all states.
We have all made the mistake of dropping or breaking our smartphones. See? But did you know that you can have it repaired for a fraction of the cost that it takes to replace it? Well, you can, because iDrop is the area's leading mobile repair store, home of the 1 hour or less phone repair, 1 year parts warranty, and number one customer service. Broken screens, cracked cameras, charging ports, batteries, you break it, we'll fix it. If you didn't break your phone, protect it with one of our leading accessories such as LifeProof, OtterBox, UAG, Insipico, Caseology, and Spec. Visit our West Hills location at 7115 Kingston Pike between Office Depot and Hardee's, or call 865-888-9740 and speak with our trained technicians to see how we can get your phone working today.
Around the SEC, powered by 42nd Street Marketing, your game-winning play call for design, marketing, and branding.
Around the SEC is brought to you by 42nd Street Design, the leader in the business, in the industry of website design, branding. They hooked your boy up on the SwainEvent.com website. So happy, so proud. Call Mike at 865-382-7007 or go to their website at 42nd Street Design, which is 42sd.com. Fill out their custom website form. Understand that it's one of a kind. No more of the cookie cutter template websites out there that you can, you know, pay some nickels and dimes for.
and get a website that 100,000 other people have. Get a 100% custom website. Get custom branding, custom print design, custom logo design. Everything custom there at 42nd Street Design. All right, Ben, we're going around the SEC. Where are you going today?
The miserable state of Alabama. And when I say the miserable state of Alabama, I'm not including Huntsville. But I'm going to Tuscaloosa, or as I like to call it, Turd Town, because Nick Saban announced a significant injury to starting defensive back Trayvon Diggs yesterday when he met with the media. He will miss time due to a broken foot. And according to Saban, he did not know about this until yesterday. He will have an MRI. So he's out indefinitely. The junior is a starting cornerback in Saban's defense and is tied for third among SEC defensive backs with 6 passes defended this season, and he has 13 tackles and a forced fumble, and was named Alabama's Defensive Player of the Week following the Lafayette game. So a big blow to Alabama's secondary, and then we'll head on over to Auburn, where you mentioned it earlier in the show. Auburn will be striping their stadium for their game against Tennessee this weekend. Theoretically, it is a gimmick, but I don't think it's like a bad gimmick because this isn't involving the actual team, in my opinion. I think we should be able to separate the two. It's kind of like the checker kneeling. Everybody wants to say, oh, no, don't checker kneeling. Tennessee loses every time we do it. Well, I'm sorry, but the fans don't take a single snap. So I think it's a cool idea for Auburn. I don't know if it'll actually work because it is at 11
yeah,
o'clock.
Yeah, this is a weird timing.
It's going to be a late-arriving crowd because they are – the Auburn fan base is out on Gus Malzahn this week, so I'm interested to see just how much they show up at kickoff. But it'd be interesting to see nonetheless.
Yeah, 11 o'clock game. I think this is a PR attempt to get more butts in the seats, and it is worth the attempt. I mean, it's an 11 a.m. game. We're lucky enough to play here in Knoxville where it's Eastern time, and so we don't have to play early in the morning. We do have to get ready early in the morning, but at least you get that hour. 11 o'clock local kickoff for the Auburn fans, and they're not happy right now. They've lost 2 games so far, 2 games they probably shouldn't have lost with that defense and that starting quarterback. Probably should be undefeated right now, or maybe with 1 loss, but they've lost 2 games already. They may lose 4 or 5 this season. They just paid Gus Malzahn. Those fans are not happy. I understand striping the stadium. I understand it. Go for it. I hope it works out. Not really, but do your thing, Auburn. I'm going to go with Peter Burns putting a Twitter troll in check for trying to diss the SEC.
No, he didn't put him in check. He put him in a body bag.
He did. He did that.
Put him in a body bag.
And I'm not one that I'm not one that always brags about the SEC because my team is not good. I'm not going to sit here and try to hop on the success of other teams and use Alabama and use other team success to kind of push my narrative of the SEC is better than everybody else. But it's just the truth. 8 teams ranked in the top 25. No conference in history of college football has ever done this. Have 8 teams ranked in the top 25. This is the 14th time it's happened in the SEC. This is Peter Burns' tweet from yesterday at 5 p.m. And then some guy named Ryan, who is a Michigan fan, decided to comment on this tweet and say the SEC does a great PR job at making everyone think all their teams are good. Newsflash, they aren't. Well, Peter Burns comes back and he says they've played in 11 of the last 12 national championships, talking about the SEC. They've won 9 of those 12 by 4 different teams. They have 8 teams ranked in the top 25 for the 14th time in poll history, something that no other conference has ever done, even once. He says, close the door on the way out, please. Just destroys him. And then he comes back again. Through 2007 to 2018, the SEC has led the nation in NFL draft picks. So, the SEC haters out there, you can take several seats because the facts are the facts.
That is the body bag.
Zipping up the body bag.
We're zipping up the body bag.
What is that?
We're zipping up the body bag.
I thought somebody had some gas or something.
It does sound like that.
Yeah, a little bit.
Do it again.
Charlie, what did you eat before you came in here?
What is that?
Sorry, guys.
God, that will never make it.
Yeah, I don't think we're going to put that one on the soundboard. Yeah.
No.
The only time that I'm really for the whole bragging about the SEC is if Tennessee is good and Tennessee is beating the rest of the teams in the SEC, and then you could be like, yeah, this league is excellent, and the team that I root for is beating them all. That's when I'm okay with it. At this point, well, Tennessee is not included in the excellent part of the SEC.
The only time I brag on the SEC is when folks outside of the conference come at the SEC.
Yeah, because at the same time, I obviously this is absolutely no excuse. You play who is on your schedule, but you look at Tennessee as a team this year. If they played in a different league, if they played whatever the crappy side of the Big Ten is, is it East and West, South,
one of them.
North and South? I don't know. Whatever the bad side of the Big Ten is, say Tennessee played in that league, I think you're talking bowl game in not too tough a fashion this year with the level of Tennessee's at. But you play in the SEC where you play Georgia, Auburn, Alabama, Florida, South Carolina, Missouri all in a row, you know, and then things get tough really quickly. You don't have Illinois and Rutgers and frickin' all of these cupcake teams every week. Nebraska.
Do not hate on Lovie Smith, okay? He's making $5 million a year with that phenomenal beard.
Making bank to win like two games a year. But yeah, I'll do that. If someone tries to come with the SEC, obviously it is the superior conference. But the only time that it's genuinely fun is when Tennessee is beating other teams in the SEC.
The side of the Big Ten you were referring to was the Big Ten West. That includes Wisconsin, Northwestern, Iowa, Illinois, Purdue, Minnesota, Nebraska.
Yeah, come on with that. Let's know that lineup.
Hey, man, but that's why the SEC gets the players from outside, I guess, the SEC type of states, the recruits that are from California, Texas, and other places that want to play in this conference. I mean, you have an opportunity to get those players and sell the fact that they can play early. So, I guess there's good things and bad things. I wouldn't want to play in the weak Big Ten division. I'm sorry. I wouldn't want to play in that. I like where we are right here because this is going to make you better. The cream rises to the top, and I said this yesterday, it's going to put a lot of pressure on all the decision makers, all the leaders and the leadership, the boosters and the coaches and the players. You got to get better because if you don't, it's going to show. It's kind of like shaving. If you don't shave, it shows. It shows. And so you better recruit. You better work together. Every single day is about getting better, taking them one step forward. I know it's going to take some time, but I would not trade being in SEC for to be in another conference. I just wouldn't. 865-255-03, B-Dry Waterproofing Hotline. We have Attaboy coming up next, where we highlight some positivity out here in the world. Be right back.
Hour one of the Swain event is brought to you by Toyota Knoxville. Stop by Toyota Knoxville to see their great selection of new and pre-owned vehicles. They are located conveniently off the Lover Road exit at 10415 Parkside Drive, right here in Knoxville.
Today there is a 40% chance of rain, mostly cloudy, with a high near 80 and a low around 65. Tomorrow, partly sunny with a high of 84 and a low around 66. Thursday, more sunshine with a high in the mid-80s. Weather on the Swain event is brought to you by B-Dry. If your basement is wet or cracked, B-Dry can help. B-Dry.com.
Do you have cracks in your foundation? A wet basement or a nasty, leaky crawl space? Our listeners have heard about them on the Swain event for over a year, and now it's time to make the call. Give B-Dry Waterproofing and Foundation Repair the opportunity to fix your home's problem. Since 1958, that's right, nearly 60 years, B-Dry has been solving basement, crawl space, and foundation problems throughout the country. B-Dry only uses high-quality materials from reputable manufacturers. They back their installations with some of the best warranties in the industry to provide homeowners with added peace of mind. They are truly an A-plus company. Whenever you start experiencing a wet basement, leaky crawl space, or a cracked foundation, remember these three words. Better call B-Dry. Reach out to B-Dry today at 865-662-5238 to schedule your free appointment. That's 865-662-5238. Remember, better call B-Dry.
Do you want a custom-themed tumbler or bottle to show off your team spirit every day of the week? Well, look no further than Game Time Sidekicks. Every design has you, the fan, in mind. Their tumblers and bottles are double-walled, vacuum-insulated stainless steel, and their quality is second to none in the market. From stainless steel sippy cups to tumblers and sports bottles, Game Time Sidekicks offers something for the fan of all ages to rep their team with. They have many different logo options, so fans will have something they are proud to carry around all the time. Use promo code SWAIN at checkout to get 20% off of your entire purchase at GameTimeSidekicks.com. They also offer $5 flat rate shipping. Be sure to check out the Game Time Workshop on the website and customize your tumbler to make it one of a kind with things like your nickname, number, or initials. Game Time Sidekicks. Show your colors and carry your team.
1 in 8 American women will be diagnosed with breast cancer during their lifetime. October is Breast Cancer Awareness Month, and Premier Surgical Associates of Knoxville urges you to encourage the women in your life to get screened for breast cancer now. Early detection is key, and Premier Surgical is at the forefront of the latest diagnosis and treatment of breast cancer. Visit PremierSurgical.com for more information about the surgical treatment of breast cancer. Premier Surgical, expertise you can trust.
We're here with Dr. Mike Carlson of Tennessee Regenerative Sports Medicine. If you have orthopedic injuries such as shoulder pain, knee pain, or instability, Achilles tendonitis, golfers, or tennis elbow, do what I did and give them a call.
Yeah, Jason, we specialize in regenerative non-surgical orthopedics. So we treat damaged ligaments, tendons, and joints, including things like rotator cuff injuries, knee instability, elbow problems, as well as foot problems like plantar fasciitis, Achilles, things of that nature, by injecting with stem cells and what's called PRP, or platelet-rich plasma. And this form of treatment we do under ultrasound, so we know we have our target. And it also stimulates the body's own reparative process, and this allows for the healing of damaged tissue. And as you well know, I mean, numerous professional and collegiate athletes, guys like Steph Curry, Tiger Woods, and even yourself with your ankle injury, have been using this form of treatment for years. And so we offer that same type of treatment here in East Tennessee.
Visit them on the web at trsportsmedicine.com. Tennessee Regenerative Sports Medicine, East Tennessee's leader in regenerative therapy.
I just wanted to come by and congratulate you on the great work you've been doing.
I like your style. You remind me of a young me.
Failure is not an option.
That boy is good.
Don't remind yourself. Nobody built like you. You design yourself.
Attaboy.
All right, it's time for Attaboy, where we highlight positivity here on the show. And Attaboy is brought to you by Premier Surgical and PremierSurgical.com.
1 in 8 American women will be diagnosed with breast cancer during their lifetime, and October is Breast Cancer Awareness Month. Premier Surgical Associates of Knoxville urges you to encourage all of the women in your life to get screened for breast cancer right now, because early detection is the key. So visit PremierSurgical.com for more information about all of the services that they offer. That's Premier Surgical, expertise you can trust. Now, I have an attaboy for a charity out of Nashville that was actually started by a friend of mine, but the reason that it was started involves me. So this friend, I used to live in Charlottesville, Virginia. I was working at a real estate firm up there.
And this friend was from Nashville. He was coming up to see me. He was just going to visit for a weekend. And on his drive up there, he was involved in a near-fatal crash. The other person in the crash was killed. Basically, my friend's entire lower half of his body was crushed. It was extremely traumatic. It was a crazy thing. I mean, I left Virginia and went and saw him. It was a big ordeal. And it took him about 2 years to fully recover. He's good now. He can walk. He's, you know, he's 100% now. But it's been, I guess, almost 5 years. And he decided from that he wanted to start a charity because he found out how much the treatment for that recovery cost. And he, through insurance, was able to handle it. But he noticed, you know, not everybody would be. So he started a charity called Tenacity, T-E-N-N-A-C-I-T-Y, so like Tenacity. And this is what they do. Tenacity was created to help trauma survivors lead active and fulfilling lives. Tenacity works to facilitate access to hands-on physical therapy and strength training for these survivors who don't have the financial resources or access to pay for these services out of pocket. It's an amazing initiative. I'm so glad my friend Thomas started all this. It's a very cool thing with his wife Abby, and they're doing really good work. I think it's an amazing thing. And so you can go to Tenacity again, TENNACITY.323clients.com, Tenacity.323clients.com. Find out more about it. Donate, get involved, or benefit from their services because they're doing really, really great work. So you can go there, look at what they do, contact them. And that's my attaboy for today. A good friend of mine doing some amazing work and just wanted to give him a shout-out.
No, great attaboy right there, man.
Very cool. I'm going to give Notre Dame's football Twitter account an attaboy today because over the weekend, as we know, Notre Dame drilled Virginia Tech 45-23. And Notre Dame's final score tweet, in my books, is the greatest final score tweet of all time. As we know, Virginia Tech, they run out to Enter Sandman, a phenomenal song. They run into Lane Stadium. Phenomenal song, like I said. And Notre Dame's final score tweet said, "Exit Sandman." They put the final score. They put "Go Irish." But then they attached a gif of a leprechaun walking by an amplifier and pulling out the cord to exit Sandman, not Enter Sandman. So just a tremendous, tremendous, tremendous troll job. And this, I love when teams get salty or throw shade on Twitter. It's amazing.
I hate Notre Dame. I really do. They're just an extremely unlikable sports franchise. But when I saw that, I mean, sometimes you just got to give it up. That's whoever came up with that, their marketing team. Got to give them an attaboy for sure. It was a good one.
Yeah, you have to, man. That was what Twitter was made for. That's doing Twitter the right way. You know, Notre Dame, they're on NBC Sports. They get all the special love. They play in the Yankee Stadium. They always get the benefit of the doubt. Those fans think they're better than everyone else, but that tweet was magical. It was a great tweet. Great tweet. And if you're a Virginia Tech, there's nothing you can do about it because you took an L. So the West Bearden Basketball League is a league here in Knoxville. It is for all ages, girls, boys, and on Wednesday, October the 10th, they have evals, and evals are for their leagues that will be taking place for the next couple months. And, you know, my daughter, 10 years old, she is getting into basketball, and so I wanted her to learn the fundamentals. I wanted her to be around good teachers and good people and be a part of a group that was going to teach her everything that she needed to know to be a really good basketball player and really be detail-oriented. And I found that in the West Bearden Basketball League. Their website, WBBLeague.com, West Bearden Basketball League. And so they have evals Wednesday, October the 10th. They do this at the Knoxville Adaptive Education Center, which is 5719 Kingston Pike. Use a back door. You can see the map. I tweeted out a photo of the fly yesterday, but we'll do it out again, maybe put it on the website so that way you can see it there. But I think sports for young girls and boys, I think it's so important because it teaches discipline. It teaches hard work. It teaches how to be able to take an L, because you're going to lose sometimes in life. You're going to lose. And if you're never prepared to lose growing up, what are you going to do when you finally lose when you're grown up? You're not going to be able to handle it. It teaches you how to overcome adversity, how to work hard and kind of see the results, see the fruits of your labor. Quick story, like, you know, my daughter, she's been working with the West Bearden Basketball League. So she goes to the trainings, the individual workouts, and it's cool because she can see herself improving. Every time she goes, she can see the improvement. And yesterday we went to go shoot, and, you know, she can, like, feel it. She can see it. And that is a lesson that you can teach to your children. Last night, Drew Brees, after breaking the record, he goes over and tells his boys and his girls, you can achieve anything if you work hard. You can achieve anything in life if you just work hard enough at it. And that's one thing I really love about the West Bearden Basketball League is it instills that discipline, instills that confidence, and my daughter can just see the improvement. So Robert Hughley, his team, they do an unbelievable job. Go to their website again, wbbleague.com, or give them a call, 865-258-3786. There's still some spots open for your child to be on a team, but you got to go to an eval that will take place on Wednesday. All right. 865-255-03, B-Dry Waterproofing Hotline. Ben, I know you played sports growing up. Charlie, I know you played sports growing up.
Well, I played. I mean, it's funny you mentioned that. I didn't play because I didn't live in West Bearden, but I played Pee Wee basketball in local leagues like that all the way growing up. It's so great. I suggest it highly.
You were the Derek Reese at the rec league, weren't you?
I was. I was just throwing up shots I shouldn't. I probably should have just been on the bench, but I think when you're little like that, they like require you to get playing time.
I think you were a swiper boy.
I rapped on the sideline.
But instead of rapping, you had the little banjo.
Yeah, I had my guitar.
You doing folk music.
Yeah.
On the sideline, man. 865-255-03. 865-255-03. Hour two coming up.